First, if you have childhood memories of roller rinks, you're not alone. But roller skating isn't just a bit of nostalgia, it's alive and well today as a low-cost recreational option for families and others. There's probably less disco music and spandex than there was when I was a kid, though. We want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Did you go roller skating as a kid? Do you go roller skating now? As a parent, do you like to take your kids out to the rink? Have you been on a roller derby team or other competitive skating group? Call 800-642-1234 with your skate stories. That's 800-642-1234 or comment on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Ricky Porter-Kometz is a speed skating advisor for USA Roller Sports. She's a former speed skate coach and competitor. Ricky also competed on roller derby teams and skated on the rink her family owned growing up. Ricky, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, is it true, Ricky, the roller rink is alive and well today?
It is very much true, and probably, like you said, not as much disco and spandex. However, a lot of the sports still wear spandex, so that's still around. Just the music has changed, but yes, very much alive and well.
And we're talking, you know, four wheels on a side a lot of the time, right? Because I remember there was a stretch where, rollerblading was going to knock roller skating out of existence. That has not happened.
It has absolutely not happened. Now, inline or the rollerblading, as you said, it is super popular still with the outdoor recreation. People do take their blades inside. And it is for high-level also speed skating and inline hockey, but it has not knocked it out of the existence. And one of the things that has helped tremendously keep it alive and well is roller derby. Roller derby is played on the traditional two in the front and two in the back.
Yeah, talk about, that's been huge, the growth of roller derby. Has that gotten people more interested in skating, even if they're not competitors themselves?
Definitely, it has. And one of the great things about roller derby is it's recruiting people from all different parts of their life. So there are people that loved roller skating growing up, had their birthday party there, thought that there wasn't any more of it, coming back and playing roller derby. So it is. It's been something that's saw a revival in the roller skating rinks, and they're bringing their kids, and there's junior derby, so it has absolutely helped build the roller skating rinks back up.
And before, Ricky, we go to our callers, can you talk about some of the other competitive roller skating events that are out there?
Yes, there's competitive roller speed skating, which is what most of my experience is in. There's hockey, figure skating, there's slalom, there's downhill, skateboarding. So there's a tremendous opportunity in that, and a lot of people don't realize you can take a competitive roller sport all the way to the Pan Am Games, and then sometimes our athletes cross over and go into the Olympics on ice. So super great opportunities from a sport side that people don't realize.
We are talking about roller skating and the roller rink with Ricky Porter-Kometz, a speed skating advisor for USA Roller Sports. You can join in with your skating stories at 800-642-1234. We'll go to your calls now. Lee is with us in Madison. Lee, hello.
Hi.
What's your skating story, Lee?
Oh, yeah. So my skating story is starts about 2 years ago. I skate with Wisconsin Men's Roller Derby, and the name is kind of a misnomer because we accept skaters of all genders, all experience levels. Being part of it, both as kind of a social activity, but also as kind of a physical activity, has been really great for me. I skate under the name of Social Lee Hawkward, and it's been just a tremendously positive thing in my life, and interacting with people from all walks of life. It's been great.
So Lee, thanks a lot for the call. And Ricky, the derby as not just the competition and the activity, but the camaraderie as well. I hear that a lot.
That, yes, absolutely. And I love that story. And I love what it's doing for him. And that is what I see so much. And I love that. I love that it's positive. I love that it's great for all ages, all genders, all backgrounds. It's just amazing. And that camaraderie is fantastic. I played roller derby for about 3 years. It's not my biggest experience on roller skates, but it was one of the best times of my life, honestly. Absolutely loved it. And the only reason I stopped is to have a baby. So I might just have to go back to that. He got me fired up, though, with what he was saying and how he was saying it. That's fantastic.
Lee, thanks a lot for the call. We'll go now to Josh in Eau Claire. Josh, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. What'd you want to tell us about?
Well, I was just going to say, I've been going, I live here in Eau Claire, and we've had a roller skating rink since the early 80s that I've been going to, and I have memories of being 8 years old and wanting to roller skate around at the hand-holding song and things like that, all the way to now that I'm 40, I actually have three daughters that are 11, 10, and 10, and we go roller skating together at the same facility. It's changed hands, and it's gotten even better over the years, but it's just something that I guess I've done since a little kid, and now I'm doing it with my kids as well. We really love it. They look forward to it all the time.
Josh, thank you so much for sharing your story. And Ricky, you really grew up around skating, right?
I did. My parents owned roller skating rinks growing up, and their parents ran roller skating rinks, so it's multi-generational in my family, and we still have a roller skating rink that's managed and run very well by a family out there. So, yes, I've moved. I'm not in the same town that I grew up in, but it's still alive and well in Cheyenne, Wyoming, as I am in Lincoln, Nebraska with a speed skating job.
Thanks for the call at 800-642-1234. We'll go now to Joe with us in Green Bay. Joe, hello.
Hello.
What do you want to tell us about skating, Joe?
Well, I'll tell you, when I was a kid growing up in the UP, up in Escanaba, there was a place called the Coliseum. It was an old wooden building. It had the hardwood floor in it. In the dead of winter, the fellow that owned the place, he'd ride up and down the streets in the neighborhood, and you'd pile into the back of his pickup truck, and he'd give you a ride there. And as you were skating, if you got thirsty, you'd go into the restroom, and there was a bubbler in there with icicles hanging off of it. And if you wanted to warm up, you could go into the skate shack and you know, get a little bit of feeling back in your hands and that stuff, and then back on the floor again. The place is gone now, but that had inspired me to possibly build another rink up there. That was back in the late 70s, and I just kind of let it go instead of pursuing it. But I wish now today I would have, but that's history. So,
Joe, thanks a lot for that story. Well, Ricky, that's another thing about skating. It's a year-round activity, even in Michigan's Upper Peninsula.
Yeah, it's definitely a year-round activity, and it's not too late, so he should go build that rink now.
Thanks, Joe. Good luck with that. Let us know if you do it. Now, let's talk about speed roller skating a little bit. You've been a competitor and an advisor now. How can we learn to get faster as skaters?
I suggest going to your local roller skating rink and seeing if they have a speed skating program there. And if they do, fantastic. They'll have a well-skilled coach that can teach you how to go faster. And then if they don't, just reach out to USA Roller Sports, and we can help get a program going in that area.
And suppose you got somebody who hasn't skated in, I don't know, 40 years. They have a sedentary job, like, I don't know, radio host. They are worried about being clumsy and injuring themselves. How would you encourage them to get into roller skating?
I think that's the perfect time to do it, actually. So I think that just know that everyone starts somewhere, and we have people that start on the carpet. I mean, they start on the carpet literally just walking, and that's okay. And they end up getting fast. So you have the right coach and the best attitude, then you will be able to do it. I know that sounds, you know, pretty cliche, but it absolutely works. So.
Ricky, thanks a lot for joining us today. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, thank you so much.
That's Ricky Porter-Kometz, a speed skating advisor for USA Roller Sports. She's a former speed skate coach and competitor and competed on roller derby teams as well. She joined us to talk about roller skating culture, past and present.